The trend is your friend until it bends or ends. By Lan Turner. The perils of chasing perfection in trading. Last summer, while visiting the sunny beaches of California, I recall watching surfers take on the powerful waves. As I dug my toes into the warm sand, I was particularly drawn to one surfer who sat on his board, waiting. He seemed to be waiting with a great sense of anticipation for the perfect wave, letting each smaller wave pass him by. At that moment, I noticed a remarkable similarity to my initial days in the financial markets. Back when I first dug my toes into the world of trading, I was that surfer. I spent hours, days, even weeks trying to predict that one perfect trend, that exact point where the market would reverse. It was an elusive goal, much like catching the perfect wave. My focus was so narrow, so fixated on this single move, that I often missed out on the more consistent and less risky opportunities that were right there in front of me. These were the steady, more forgiving waves that could have made for a smoother, though perhaps less exciting ride, the ones that were more consistent and forgiving. I learned the hard way that in trading, as in surfing, it's not always about the glory of riding the biggest wave. Sometimes it's about recognizing and embracing the smaller, more manageable ones that can still take you a long way. These less dramatic opportunities, which I initially overlooked in my pursuit of a grand reversal, were the ones that steadily built my confidence and skill as a trader. This realization came to me over time, as I watched the ocean and its surfers with a newfound understanding. I began to see the financial markets through the lens of the ocean, unpredictable, powerful, but also full of opportunities, big and small. It was a lesson in humility and patience, one that taught me to broaden my view and appreciate the consistent rhythms of the market, much like the steady flow of the ocean waves. In the world of trading, the debate between trend following and trend reversal strategies is a long-standing one. New traders, lured by the allure of big wins, often gravitate towards predicting trend reversals. The idea of entering at the lowest point and exiting at the peak is enticing, but it's fraught with challenges and risks. In contrast, trend following, the practice of identifying and riding a trend, offers a more pragmatic approach, especially for those just starting out. This article explores why the trend is your friend isn't just a catchy phrase, but a fundamental trading principle that can guide new traders towards more sustainable success. The fallacy of trend reversal trading. The allure of trend reversal trading lies in its perceived potential for massive gains. New traders often envision themselves as the few who can accurately predict the top or bottom of a market, buying low and selling high with precision. This aspiration, however, overlooks the inherent complexity and unpredictability of financial markets. Trend reversals are rare and difficult to forecast because they are influenced by a myriad of factors, including economic indicators, market sentiment, and global events, many of which are unpredictable or even unknown to the average trader. Moreover, the market's momentum tends to persist. A trend in motion is more likely to continue than to reverse abruptly. By aiming for trend reversals, traders often find themselves fighting against the market's natural flow, a strategy that not only requires great skill and experience, but also exposes them to higher risks and potential losses. Predicting market reversals. I recall a period early in my trading career when I was fixated on predicting market reversals. In one instance, I was confident that a certain stock, which had been on a steady decline, was due for a rebound. I invested a significant portion of my portfolio, expecting a quick turnaround. Instead, the stock continued to plummet. This experience taught me a valuable lesson about the risks of reversal trading. It's not just about the potential financial loss. It's the psychological impact of repeatedly being on the wrong side of the market movement. The frustration and self-doubt that comes after are often far more damaging than the monetary loss. This experience, which I might add, unfortunately, has happened to me way more than I'd like to admit, it highlights the inherent risks and emotional toll of trying to capture trend reversals, a lesson that has now steered me towards the more reliable and less stressful strategy of trend following. Trend following, the power of a rule-based approach. Trend following is a strategy grounded in discipline and simplicity, which revolves around three rules. 1. Wait for a trend to begin. The first step is the most crucial, identifying when a trend has started. This involves monitoring market movements and indicators to detect a consistent upward or downward trajectory. It's about patience and resisting the urge to jump in prematurely. 2. Jump on the trend. Once a trend is established, the next rule is to make your move. This doesn't mean entering at any point. It involves waiting for a strategic entry moment that aligns with the trend's direction. It's about timing, not just action. 3. Take profits as markets rally. Knowing when to exit is as important as knowing when to enter. Setting profit targets or using trailing stops ensures that gains are realized before the trend potentially reverses or loses momentum. It's about safeguarding gains, not just accumulating them. Bulls and bears indicator. A crucial tool in the arsenal of a trend follower is the bulls and bears indicator. This color-coded system simplifies market analysis. Green price bars indicate a bullish market. When the bars turn green, it signals an upward trend, suggesting a buying opportunity. Yellow price bars represent a neutral market. Yellow bars indicate a period of consolidation or indecision, suggesting caution. The yellow bars represent the Fibonacci neutral zone between 38.2 and 61.8. Red price bars signify a bearish market. Red bars indicate a downward trend, pointing towards a selling opportunity or avoidance of long positions. By utilizing the bulls and bears indicator, traders can visually assess market conditions, helping them to identify trends early and make informed decisions on entries and exits. This tool simplifies the process, making trend following more accessible, especially for new traders. Risks of misguided strategies, statistics, and data. While comprehensive data on individual trading outcomes is scarce due to the private nature of trading accounts, various studies and broker reports have suggested that a high percentage of new traders incur losses. It's said to be as high as 80%. For instance, a report by a major brokerage firm revealed that over 70% of new traders who focused on reversal strategies ended up losing more than half of their capital within the first year. These statistics highlight the high-risk nature of trying to predict market turns, especially for those lacking in-depth experience and a robust risk management framework. Balanced view. It's essential to recognize that all trading strategies, including trend following, come with inherent risks. No strategy is foolproof. However, the key difference lies in the approach and execution. Trend reversal trading, while potentially lucrative, often requires a deep understanding of market dynamics, the ability to interpret complex signals, and, importantly, the capacity to absorb significant losses. On the other hand, trend following, with its rules-based approach, provides a more structured and less emotionally taxing path, especially for new traders. It's about riding the momentum, not predicting the market's next move. This strategy does not eliminate risks, but rather manages them more effectively through clear entry and exit rules and the use of tools like the bulls and bears indicator. Technical analysis, identifying entry points. Classic chart formations like wedges, triangles, flags, and pennants. These formations are pivotal in technical analysis, serving as visual cues for identifying potential entry points in a trending market. Wedge formations. These appear as narrowing price ranges, signaling a potential breakout. A rising wedge in a downtrend or a falling wedge in an uptrend often precedes a continuation of the trend. Triangle patterns. These are seen as converging trend lines and can be symmetrical, ascending or descending. They indicate a consolidation phase, with a breakout typically signaling trend continuation. Flags and pennants, short, sharp price movements followed by a slight rectangular flag or triangular pennant consolidation. A breakout from these patterns usually suggests a strong move in the direction of the prevailing trend. Technical explanation. These chart formations are key in identifying opportune moments to enter a trend. Here's how they signal entry points. Breakout confirmation. In each of these patterns, traders look for a breakout, a decisive move out of the pattern, confirming trend continuation. For instance, a breakout above a triangle's upper trend line in an uptrend suggests a strong entry point for a long position. Volume and momentum indicators. Alongside these patterns, traders often use volume and momentum indicators to validate the breakout. Increased volume and strong momentum readings during a breakout lend credence to the continuation of the trend. Risk management. Entry points based on these patterns should always be coupled with sound risk management strategies, like setting stop-loss orders just outside the pattern. This helps in mitigating potential losses if the breakout doesn't lead to trend continuation. Incorporating these chart formations into trend-following strategies offers a structured approach to identifying entry points. It's not about predicting the next market move, but about recognizing and acting on established patterns that historically have indicated favorable entry moments. Embracing a trend-following mindset. This article has explored the vital distinction between trend-following and trend-reversal strategies in trading. While the lure of capturing a trend reversal is understandable, it's fraught with high risks and requires a level of expertise and market understanding that is challenging for new traders. On the other hand, trend following offers a more structured and manageable approach. By adhering to the three rules of trend following, waiting for the trend to begin, jumping on the trend, and taking profits at the right time, traders can navigate the markets more effectively. Tools like the Bulls and Bears indicator simplify this process, providing clear visual cues for market trends. As traders, especially those new to the markets, it's imperative to focus on strategies that align with your skill level, risk tolerance, and psychological makeup. Embracing a trend-following mindset does not guarantee success, but it does provide a framework for making informed, disciplined decisions. The key is continuous learning and adapting. I encourage readers to dive deeper into the world of technical analysis, exploring various market indicators and chart patterns. Experiment with simulated trades to gain experience and confidence. Remember, in trading, there is no one-size-fits-all strategy. The journey to becoming a successful trader is personal and unique, but it always starts with a solid foundation and a commitment to learning and growth. Glossary. Bulls and Bears Indicator. A color-coded system used in technical analysis to identify market trends. Green bars indicate a bullish, upward market, yellow bars a neutral market, and red bars a bearish, downward market. Wedge formation. A chart pattern characterized by converging trend lines over a period of 30 to 50 price bars. It indicates a slowing momentum and is often followed by a breakout. There are two types: rising wedges, bearish, and falling wedges, bullish. Triangle pattern, a continuation chart pattern formed by converging trend lines representing support and resistance levels. It includes symmetrical, ascending, and descending triangles. Flag formation, a short-term continuation pattern that appears as a small rectangle, often seen after a sharp price movement. It suggests a consolidation before the continuation. Pennant formation, similar to the flag, a pennant is a small symmetrical triangle that begins wide and converges as the pattern develops. It represents a pause in a trend before its continuation.
Lan Turner teaches finance at Utah Tech University and has been a guest lecturer at the Chicago Board of Trade and Chicago Mercantile Exchanges. As the editor-in-chief of Pitt News Magazine and a contributing author, he brings a wealth of knowledge to his readers. But first and foremost, Mr. Turner is an active trader of stocks, futures, and options.